Welcome, and welcome to ArtSpeak Radio. Thank you for tuning in with us this afternoon on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Hey, we have a full show for you today. You know, we do every week because there's so much art and events happening around town. Of course, this is First Friday. This Friday in May, the first Friday in May. Today we have Godfrey Riddle with the Arts KC, who's the development manager. He's here to talk about some events that are coming up. Also, Jenny Mendez, who is the director of the Matty Rhodes Arts Center, the gallery. There's so much going on with them, street festival and all that. She'll talk about that a little bit later on. Author Adam Smith and illustrator Matt Fox are here to talk about their graphic novel, Long Walk to Valhalla, which recently received a 2016 Eisner Award nomination for Best Graphic Album. And then we're going to follow up with a recorded interview with Volland's store director Patty Reese and artists Kai Anderson, Meg Lipke, and Vicky Scher as they discuss their the gallery and the exhibition Paper Giants. So I want to welcome first to the studio Godfrey Riddle. Hello, friend.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm very well. It's always so good when you're around. You have just this wonderful energy, and you have lots to talk about what's coming up with Arts KC. So knock yourself out.
Definitely. They're keeping us busy at Arts KC. Well, thank you again for having me, Maria. It's always a pleasure to be here.
You bet.
And first and foremost, I do want to mention that we do have Block Party coming up this Friday because everyone needs one more event to go to on top of the streetcar launch.
You're funny.
Yeah.
Where's that taking place at?
So it's actually going to be right across the street from our space in the Crossroads. It's on Baltimore Avenue, okay, between 19th and 20th Streets. We're going to have a stage with some live performers. They're Arts KC grant recipients.
Oh, great.
Going to have more than 30 booths with local artists and arts organizations. And it wouldn't be a block party if we didn't have some food trucks. So,
oh, yeah. There you go. So what is sort of, it's just a celebration of the arts, or are people going to kind of swap business cards and stories? And what's having
exactly
a lot of outdoor fun, huh?
Yeah, I would say anyone who's interested in learning more about the arts community, connecting with local artists or arts organizations, or just looking to have a fun night out should come to our block party.
Absolutely.
It's also an opportunity for us as Arts KC, your regional arts council, to feature the individuals and the arts organizations that we're helping in the community and really put a spotlight on their talent and their great work within the community.
So that's happening this Friday at what time?
It's happening this Friday from 5 until 10 p.m., so we'll be out
Terrific.
There for quite some time.
Yeah, it should be a wonderful evening weather-wise and just full of art and really good people, the creative community. Yeah.
I agree. I'm really looking forward to it, and not just because I'm working.
And do you want to mention a couple of other things that are coming up?
Definitely. One that's near and dear to my heart is going to be our board and committee matchmaking event that's coming up. So I'm really passionate about this because I've always been really focused on diversity and inclusion in everything that I do. And this event is really the culmination of my love for the arts and diversity and inclusion.
Beautiful.
So matchmaking brings out young and diverse professionals who have a passion for the arts and who are aspiring board or committee members, and connects them with 30 arts nonprofits that are looking to bring on new board and committee members.
Terrific.
Yeah.
I like that. It's a great premise.
It really is.
So,
and it's great to have Arts KC committed to diversity and inclusion and really actively working to change the face of arts leadership in Kansas City.
Yeah, it's a good organization for us here in Kansas City. So do you promise to come back next Wednesday and talk more with me about, you know, the call for submissions for inspiration grants and that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And one last thing on matchmaking.
Sure.
It is going to be Tuesday, May 17th from 5 to 6:30 p.m.
Oh,
at
good.
The Kauffman Foundation. And individuals can learn more at artskc.org/leadership. But one of the great things that we do as Arts KC is provide grant funding to artists and arts organizations.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually how I discovered Arts KC when I discovered the Arts KC grants.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
The next deadline for all of you individual artists out there with a great project that will help you take your work to the next level. You can go ahead and go online to apply. It's going to be August 15th is the next deadline. Mm-hmm. And then the last deadline for 2016 is going to be 12/15.
Okay.
So you can find more information or learn more at artskc.org and give us a call if you have any questions.
Yeah. And you know, when you come back on Wednesday, let's maybe explore that a little bit further, sort of the criteria and maybe past recipients and all that. What do you think?
I think that'd be great. We always love putting a spotlight on our grant recipients and their great work.
Terrific. Thank you so much, my friend, and thank you for all the information.
It's always a pleasure.
Very good. We'll be right back with ArtSpeak Radio after this. Welcome back to ArtSpeak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez-Floyd, and we're happy that you've made ArtSpeak Radio. Oh, let me turn that off. We're happy that you made ArtSpeak Radio a priority in your day, so thank you for tuning in. Next up, I'm talking to director Jenny Mendez. She's going to talk about the Mattie Rhodes Art Center Gallery, the partnership with HEART, Hispanic Education Awareness Resource Team of Hallmark Cards, Inc., and Scribblers Company. They have announced the first exhibition of Chicano Voice Art Exhibition and Festival coming up this Friday, May 6th and Saturday. Welcome, my friend.
Thanks. Thank you for having me.
You bet. So this is a first sort of a collaboration partnership, should I say, with Hallmark.
Yes. And, you know, it's been a year in the making to come up with. It's kind of had some changes through this year and some challenges, but we've put it all together, stayed focused on what we wanted to do, which was to bring Chicano art as a focus, not only to Kansas City, but even to Hallmark Cards. So mm-hmm. artists have had opportunity to be a part of this exhibit. Lots of local artists, but also some regional and even national.